after Steve Jobs. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. In many ways, Steve Jobs is Apple. So what happens to the company that makes Macs, iPods, and iPhones after its co-founder, chairman, and CEO is gone? There's no indication the 53-year-old is slowing down or getting bored, but when a company is so closely tied to its leader, the succession question is worth asking. So I did, to Wired.com news editor Leander Caney. Caney, who's covered Apple for a dozen years, is author of the forthcoming book, Inside Steve's Brain. Caney writes about Jobs' obsession with secrecy, perfectionism, his desire for control, and famous bad temper, which sometimes creates an environment of fear among Apple employees.
Certain people cannot work with him because of his demands, but it is very disciplined and focused, and he's not doing it because it is a quirk of his nasty personality. I don't think he is a prima donna for the sake of it. I think he's doing it because he has goals that he wants achieved. He screams and shouts because there is an obstacle to the way he wants things done, and then he is extremely ingratiating after that to make sure that his loyal lieutenants remain loyal. He is able to maintain long-term creative relationships, and you can't do that if you scream and shout at people all the time. He balances it with huge doses of encouragement and charisma.
How long do you think Steve Jobs will stay interested and engaged and do this job at Apple? Are there any indications that he is thinking about something completely different down the line?
No, not at all. He is 100% committed, and I think he's just getting started. I think Apple's most interesting days are ahead of it, and that they are going to be turning out several more, intriguing products that are going to take the company in new directions. The whole world of internet-connected mobile computing devices is, a brand new vista for Apple, and I think we could see Apple technology going into everything from cars to very specialized devices for mobile workers.
Has he thought at all about a successor or what happens to Apple after he's gone? I mean, how far in the future does his strategic thinking go?
He was asked that question at a recent shareholders meeting and said that they do ask that question a lot at Apple and that they have a very experienced executive team and that there are quite a few people who could step into his shoes. And, after writing Inside Steve's Brain, I tend to agree. I think what he has done is set up some processes there that the company could follow even in his absence. They will lose some things, of course, his rigor, his demanding sort of perfectionism, and also I think his eye for talent. I mean, he knows how to recruit and how to promote people and get the best work out of people. They may lose a bit of that, but I think the company would thrive without him because he's set into place these processes that can run without him.
Leander Caney is author of Inside Steve's Brain, to be published next month. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.